Not a sound to be heard. We pause and remember another silent key.
Two silent keys, in fact. Greg Ackman, Victor Kilo 4, Bravo, Bravo, X-ray. And Ray Hinks, Victor Kilo 4, Lima Uniform. Townsville Amateur Radio Club's life member Ray Hinks, VK4LU, has gone silent key. He was a former member of the Queensland Police Service, a foundation member of the Townsville Civil Defence Volunteers, and volunteer with the Townsville Division of the Queensland State Emergency Service. Ray did great things for the TARC, serving as treasurer and also setting up through the local federal members of parliament permission to print that magazine of renown Backscatter, an arrangement that continues to this day. Whilst in good health, Ray was also active on HF and out in the field helping with many comms support events. He enjoyed holidays away, fruit picking, occasionally touring the Cape in his old but reliable Hilux. He went places with that two-wheel drive vehicle many four-wheel drivers would avoid, and always said he'd be lucky to see 70. Well, he made it to 92. During the last year, Ray's health started to decline even more with a diagnosis of stage 4 cancer. He enrolled in the Volunteer Assisted Dying Scheme, set his affairs in order, went silent key in Townsville Hospital Friday 23rd of January at 0400 UTC. Before passing that morning, Ray's daughter Yvette went on air as Ray's second operator through the Townsville VHF repeater, asking for any stations to send Ray any last message. TARC Club Station VK4WIT responded, wishing Ray good DX and best journeys on his DX expedition to the next world. Ray's funeral was a private affair, attended by many members. Valet Ray Hinks, Victor Kilo 4LU. Also silent key, VK4BBX. Two men died in a light plane crash north of the Gold Coast shortly after taking off from a private airstrip about 6 a.m. Tuesday en route to a small town near Tamworth. Police have confirmed the 73-year-old pilot from Beenleigh and his male passenger, believed to be from Sydney, died at the scene. They were the only occupants of the plane, which came down shortly after takeoff in bushland in Jacobs Well, near the Heckfield airstrip. This shortly before 6 a.m. on Tuesday. The pilot, Victor Kilo 4, Bravo, Bravo, X-ray, Greg Ackman. Greg was founder of Mobile One Antennas. He built the business from a garage-based operation during the 1970s. Becoming a ham late 2021, VK4BBX was a familiar face in the Australian amateur radio community, often showcasing Mobile One products at field days and events throughout Australia and here in VK4. Vale VK4BBX, another silent key.
From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
This is Laurie, VK4BLE from the Redcliffe and Districts Radio Club. The Redcliffe and Districts Radio Club presents Redfest 2026 on Saturday, the 11th of April at the Deception Bay North State School. This year's highlights, a major prize draw of a brand new ICOM 7300 Mark II transceiver. Enjoy hands-on workshops with excellent technical speakers, including the Free DV team from Victoria demonstrating open source digital voice over HF. Plenty of resellers offering new and pre-loved gear, plus breakfast, morning tea and fresh barista coffee on site. Join us for trading, learning, prizes and great company on Saturday the 11th of April 2026. We can't wait to see you at Redfest.
Across Queensland from VK4WIA, you're tuned to Q News. On the Sunshine Coast, it's relayed on 146.825 and 146.850 at 9 a.m. I'm Gordon, VK4VP.
Hi, a pinch and a punch for the first of the month. That's a saying believed to date back to medieval times when it was used to ward off witches and encourage retuning of recalcitrant spark gaps. But we'll never know. For the Darling Downs Radio Club, I'm Secretary John, VK4JPM, and here's our Q News for the week, starting Sunday the 1st of February. And let's start by welcoming four new members who joined over the last little while. A big hi to Eddie, Mark, Bruce and Alan. You know who you are. They've taken the discount where membership of the club right now is the half price $20. All this stuff for the price of four coffees. This week's ham challenge. Can you use the ham net? Now, there's a blockbuster film of that name, so the real challenge is, can you find the ham net? Hint, search for Hamnet Amateur Radio and you'll likely be in the right place. Then go for it. Last week's challenge was using QRP and how far you could get with micropower. The hint and the instructions for that is, the mode is up to you, with a bit of a wink, and I reckon they're suggesting you dust off the key and try Morse. Yep, one of the advantages of narrow bandwidth is that you should be able to get huge distances with low power, because the person receiving can apply lots of filtering to get rid of incoming noise. Of course, a good antenna will help, and at low power you can try bits of wire and experiment a lot. And our next club meeting on Monday the 9th of February at 1900 is Antenna Day. You can read all about it on the website, which gives location, times and topics. We all need to know about isotropic radiators, dipoles, directional antennas and what works. You possibly have a G5 RV tucked away, but have no idea what the fuss is about. And when is a bent dipole Yagi a good thing? Even more important, if you've downsized, what can you do on a postage stamp block when your neighbour is closer than a 6 metre quarter wave? The antenna meeting is at the Regional Scout Hall, starting at 1900 on Monday the 9th of February, and all the detail is at ddrci.org.au on the calendar entry for the event. Just click through. And if you can't make it in person, don't forget you can connect remotely, and the link for that will be on the website about a week before the meeting. Also on the homepage, you'll find details of our next informal lunch. Turns out February is very crowded and some folk can't make it on a Saturday, so we're running this one on a Sunday on 22nd of February. So note that it's a Sunday. The location is Peacehaven Park in Cools Road, Highfields, and you might remember the location as the barbecue after the fox hunt we ran in 2025. The location is a stunner. There is plenty of parking. It's an easy amble. It's great for the kids. And there's plenty of room for chat. Again, check the website for details. Sunday the 22nd of February. And it's BYO everything except the barbecue, which is definitely provided. Your committee met this week and we've confirmed that we're going for another Bunnings Sizzle fundraiser. And we're going to take a table at Redfest on the 11th of April. So pop that in your diary for sure. 11th of April. Coming up after the Sunday morning broadcast at the top of the hour, our weekly 2 metre net, which is a bit of a social thing and a natter. Everyone who is in range is welcome to join us on VK4RDD. There's always chat about the weather, but all manner of other topics surface. 2 weeks ago, we discovered how many hams have a telescope or two in the cupboard, which will lead to a topic for a future club meeting. And last week, we discovered you can get an Australian flag for free. Just-in-time news. Details for the repeater and the net on the website homepage. And we're looking for your input on topics for future meetings. Members and people on our list will be getting a bit of a tickler about that. And if you'd like to be on the club's mailing list, easy, send an email to secretary@ddrci.org.au and we'll add you. But for $20, why not join and just get the real experience? You can do that from the homepage. Thanks for your company. Why not register on the callback that follows this and tell everyone that you appreciate the broadcast and Q News. For the Darling Downs Radio Club, I'm John, VK4JPM. Have a great week.
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.